that was soundtrack scores.
That's right.
And so he connected me with some music suppliers, because a lot of the music suppliers that were doing soundtrack scores, there was some overlap with those doing Broadway cast recording. So over time, I found out how to get in touch. And a lot of this was just me going, well, this label seems to do a lot of Broadway songs. Why don't I just look up their website and contact their PR person and say, hey, my name's Lila and I do a show in Hamilton. And so then I started getting on lists for various different suppliers.
And they were sending all your stuff, yeah.
They were sending me stuff, which is great, because then I could say, exclusive here on 115, Lila's got the new Broadway cast recording of, you know, the Tony Award nominated, you know, whatever
Do you remember what the first song was that you played, like when you transitioned to doing the Broadway show?
Oh God, I couldn't tell you that. I have no idea. Don't know.
Yeah, but wait a minute though. Anyone who does any kind of radio, there's always those go-to songs that you're like, oh, I'm going to play this. If, you know, like here's a set of music that I could put together. No matter what style of music, there's always got to be ones that stand out to you.
Oh, I'm sure there was some Andrew Lloyd Webber and some Stephen Sondheim and...
Argentina. have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true. Of Argentina, we are adored, we are loved.
Statesmanship is more than entertaining peasants.
We shall see, little man.
Pretty pass when someone pretty lower class can be respected and admired.
Now, as the sweet imbecilities tumble so lavishly onto her lap.
Oh, Frederick, what a day it's been. An ending drama. While Pedro's...
Now, there are two possibilities. A, I could ravish her. B, I could nap.
That grumpy old Miss Nordstrom from next door. Her sister's coming for a visit.
Say, it's the ravishment, then. We see the option that follows, of course.
Do hope I'm imperious enough for the servants. I try to be, but half the time I think...
A, the deployment of charm, or B, the adoption of physical force.
And the man you're jabbering on
now
for hours.
Now be my arouser, but if I assume my trip on my trouser, they cross in the room.
I can't tell you how boring it was. I
her hair getting tangled, her stays getting snapped. My nerves would be jangled, my energy sapped.
You should have seen Mrs. Erling in the fishmonger.
Removing her clothing would take me all day, and her subsequent loathing would turn me away. Which eliminates B, and which leaves us with A.
Could you ever be jealous of me? Could you? Like the Moor of Venice.
Now, insofar as approaching it, what would be festive but have its effect?
Shall I learn Italian? I think it'd be amusing, if the verbs aren't too irregular.
Now, there are two ways of broaching it. A, the suggestive, and B, the direct.
But then French is a much chicer language. Everyone says so. Parlez-vous
say français. That I settle on B, to wit, a charmingly lecherous mood.
I know you like my hair this way, but on top of my head, like a siren.
A, I could put on my nightshirt. Or sit disarmingly be in the nude.
Oh, Frederick, you should have seen the great arrival.
That might be effective. My body's all right, but not in perspective and not in the light.
Poor Henrik, how comical.
I'm bound to be chilly and feel a buffoon, but nightshirts are silly in mid-afternoon.
Why are virtuous people so stiff?
Which leaves the suggestive, but how to proceed? Although she gets restive, perhaps I could read.
He gave the coachman the
in
time
in view of her penchant for something romantic, dishonest, and trenchant, and Dickens too frantic, and send all but ruin the plan of attack, as there isn't much blue in the red and the black.
The poor man...
De Maupassant's candor would cause her dismay. The Bronte's a grander, but not very gay. Her taste is much blander, I'm sorry to say, but as Hans Christian Andersen ever escaped, which eliminates A.
And he said, you're such such a pretty lady. Wasn't that
now, sick? With my mental facilities partially muddied and ready to snap.
I'm sure about the bracelet, but earrings. Oh, which earrings?
Now, though there are possibilities still to be studied, I might as well nap.
Mother's rubies. Oh, the diamonds are agony.
Although I must adjust my original plan.
Desiree Armfelt, I just know she'll wear the most glamorous gowns.
Oh, shall I sleep half as deep as I usually can?
Dear distinguished old Frederick.
Dear, don't you have anything less gloomy to practice?
It isn't gloomy. It's profound.
Well, can't you be profound later?
Later. When is later? All you ever hear is later, Henrik. Henrik, later. Yes, we know, Henrik, oh, Henrik, everyone agrees. Henrik, please, Henrik, you have a thought, you're fairly bursting with a personal discovery or problem, and it's, what's your rush? Henrik, shush, Henrik, goodness, how you gush. Henrik, hush, Henrik, you murmur, I only, it's just that, for God. Later, Henrik. Henrik. Who is Henrik? Oh, that lawyer's son, the one who mumbles, short and boring. Yes, he's hardly worth ignoring. And who cares if he's all damned? I beg your pardon. Up inside. As I've often stated, it's intolerable being tolerated. Reassure Henrik, poor Henrik, Henrik, you'll endure being pure Henrik. Though I've been born, I've never been. How can I wait around for later? I'll be 90 on my deathbed, and the late, or rather later, Henrik Eggermann. Doesn't anything begin?
I'm in deep. how much you love me. If I were perfect for you, wouldn't you tire of me? So at your father sleeping. Later.
I wish I had thought to record my very first episode of Center Stage with Lila Miklush, but I did not have that foresight to know that I would be continuing to do this show for 20 plus years.
Right,
so
right.
I hadn't thought that far ahead. So no, I didn't record that first one, nor that one where I kept saying, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
Some clips of that would have been wonderful. But so your go-to music when you started was Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Well, like Webber and Sondheim are like two of the big, you know, names in Broadway musical theater. So I'm sure I probably played some stuff from them, or some Rodgers and Hammerstein, or some Lerner and Lowe and that kind of stuff. So
how do you know what you'd do if you loved me? How you'd feel or anything?
I don't know how I'd know, but I know how it'd be if I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't.
But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say, I loved you.
way you don't love me. It's what you said, wasn't it?
Yes. I can smell them. Can you? The blossoms. The wind brings them down.
There ain't much wind tonight. Hardly any.
You can't hear a sound, not the turn of a leaf, nor the fall of a wave hitting the sand. The tide's creeping up on the beach like a thief, afraid to be caught stealing the land. On a night like this, I start to wonder what life is all about.
And I always say two heads are better than one to figure it out.
I don't need you or anyone to help me. I got it figured out for myself. What are we? Just a couple of specks of nothing. Look up there.
Why, you can't even count the stars in the sky. And the sky's so big, the sea looks small. And two little people, you and I, we don't count at all.
You're a funny kid. I don't remember ever meeting a girl like you. Hey, you trying to get me to marry you?
No.
Well, then what's putting it into my head? I wonder what it'd be like.
If you loved me, but you don't.
No, I don't.
But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved an easy way round in circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass.
The kind of a fella to marry anybody. Even if a girl was foolish enough to want me to, I wouldn't.
Don't worry about it, Billy.
Who's worried?
You're right about there being no wind. The blossoms are just coming down by themselves. Just their time to, I reckon.
To good health and happiness.
And most important, to life, to life, l'chaim.
L'chaim, l'chaim,
to life. Here's to the father of bride-to-be.
Here's to my bride-to-be.
Bring l'chaim, to life, l'chaim.
L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Life has a way of confusing us,
blessing and bruising us.
Bring the chaim to life.
God would like us to be joyful, even when our hearts lie panting on the floor.
How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for?
To life, the chaim.
To title my daughter,
my wife. It gives you something to think about.
Something to drink about.
Drink the chayim to life!
Motche!
Yes, what is it, Lizabu?
That Motche drinks for everybody.
What's the big occasion, Lizabu?
I am taking myself a bride.
Who's the lucky one?
Tevye's eldest, Zeitel.
Your daughter,
my wife.
May all your futures be pleasant ones, not like our present ones. Drink l'chaim to life, l'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim to life. It takes a wedding to make us say, let's live another day. Drink l'chaim to life. We'll raise a glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck and favor you. We know that when good fortune favors to such men, it stands to reason we deserve it too. To us and our good fortune, be happy, be healthy, love life. And if our good fortune never comes, kiss to whatever comes, drink the highest.
Thank you.
into like just doing the you were playing the music, and you must have been doing reviews of other Broadway shows. Did anyone actively say, "Hey, come on out and review one of our shows"?
Well, I wish I could say I was reviewing Broadway shows, but most of my reviews have all been local community theater shows, and also Theater Aquarius and
hey man, there's
Stratford
nothing wrong
Festival.
With that. Yeah.
Yeah, Stratford Festival, Shaw Festival, Mervis shows over the years, Cannes Stage. So things in Toronto, Stratford, Niagara and Lake. And, but most of my focus, because we're community-based radio station, is on things being done locally here in Hamilton, because I kind of feel like that should be my focus, is giving a platform for artists
Absolutely,
here in our community. Yeah.
Yeah. But you also did some do you still do PR work back when we all had lives before COVID?
I actually have been doing some PR work for some various organizations in Hamilton. I was just doing some stuff for the Afro-Canadian Caribbean Association. They did right. something for Emancipation Day. So so it's all been online events promoting things right now for
yeah.
folks.
Yeah. What was it like to start doing promotions for Broadway? Or like, because you were going out doing reviews of theaters and you're playing Broadway mm-hmm. music. Did you make any connections as far as doing work for people in the Broadway musical field?
Definitely for folks in theater, because there's yeah. many community theater groups in towns who have tapped me for that particular service and said, "Hey, can you put together a press release for us?" And sure. So yes, I've done media relations work for various theater companies in Hamilton over the years.
Is it? Do you find that aspect of your life a joyful thing to do, or is it kind of like, I kind of like it, but I mean, I'm getting paid, so I'll just stick with doing this now? Like, is there something else along that lines in the background of promoting music in Broadway theater that you'd like to do more of?
Well, I definitely like to do more performing, and I'm very sad we're losing lots of our spaces here in Hamilton. Staircase is one of the latest places that have announced that
That's
they're closing
right, yeah.
for good. And 4 years ago, what is it now? Oh, God, I'm turning 46 this year. Years ago.
I'm bleeping that. I'm bleeping that, Lila.
6 years ago, I did a 40th birthday one-woman show at the Staircase, which was sold out, and it was great. And I did this whole, like, retrospective of my life with embarrassing pictures of myself since I was a kiddie and
yeah.
fun stories from my many adventures in theater, whether it was high school or Theater Aquarius summer school or doing community theater productions and various other things. So I told the story of my life through Broadway song.
Wow. That's pretty epic. I'm having a chat right now. You're listening to Steel City Music with my buddy Lila Miklos. You can hear her on The Hawk at 101.5 FM Center Stage Sundays from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. Let's just, now that we're talking about you performing your Broadway, the songs of Broadway musical, what was your set list that you performed? I mean, was this stuff that, did you write any tunes, or was it just stuff from your favorite musicals, really?
Well, it was songs that I had performed through my life, and I actually did sing a song that I actually wrote. The song that I wrote was, I was inspired by the work of Steven Spielberg, especially after I saw Schindler's List.
Okay.
And so I had wrote a song to the bicycle theme from E.T., and I recorded it, and I sent it to Steven Spielberg, and I actually got a letter back and a Schindler's List poster thanking me for my recording. And
that's great.
And I did sing that song in my 40th birthday retrospective, but I sang songs like when I graduated from Linden Park, I sang Over the Rainbow. When I graduated from Cardinal Heights, I think I sang The Greatest Love of All. And when I graduated from Hill Park, I sang No One Is Alone from Into the Woods. So I there were songs from my life that I sang in the show to say, and da 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 da, and this show. Along with songs that just had, you know, personal meaning to me, or songs
right.
that I really like. Yep.
That's great. Now, with all of these, all this music that you were performing, I'm starting to think that was going to school for media a gateway into opening up the possibilities for becoming a performer? Or do you think that you could have been a performer without doing the radio and the journalism and all the other things?
Well, funnily enough, when I had graduated from high school, I had applied to just about every single theater program, post-secondary program in Ontario, and I got into a few of them, but my parents' financial situation took a deep nosedive, and they did not have the money to be sending me off to, like, York or U of T or Sheridan or any of these major theater arts programs in Ontario. So I was like, well, I guess I'm staying home. Well, what does Mohawk College have? And I applied for, I think there was the ECE program and the radio program and I think the journalism program. And I got into all of them because I had like honors OAC grades at my high school. And I said, well, I'll take radio because I'm a little technophobic and I'm a little afraid of, you know, doing technical things. So that'll challenge me and I'll have to work with things that, you know, I'm a little hesitant to work with. So I picked radio. That's how that all went.
That's actually a really good line of thinking, is take something that's going to challenge you and, you know, learn something, you know, and get over the phobia of learning something, which you did. You know, I just find it funny that when you were talking about the China markers there, I was like, what? I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that term in like 25 years and I wasn't even in radio.
Well, we were just on the cusp of, I remember the last year I was there, they were letting some people learn digital stuff, but it was like a side thing. It wasn't even a course. It was like, hey, we got some new software on some of our computers in the computer lab. If some of you would like to learn how to do it, come take this, you know, extended course thing with, you know, whoever. And I know some of the boys did immediately, like, boom, I'm on that. And I was like, sure. I'm busy.
Right.
Because along with doing, like, I never do anything like half-assed. If I'm going to do school, I do school because I ran for president. I ran for the board rep. I was our student council rep for the media department.
I was that too for a while. I did that, yeah.
And I worked in the campus den. I worked in the AV department. I worked at the alumni office. I was, you know, I was everywhere doing everything. I just did the only thing I didn't do in college, although I did in high school, I didn't play any sports in college. That's the only, only thing I didn't do.
I think you did enough, Lila.
I was busy enough.
I think oddly enough, you've done
enough there.
And
there was that whole, you know, the first LGBTQ club for the college that I was president of. There was that too.
Was that a first for a club of that nature at that time at Mohawk College?
It was the first time there was ever an official club from the MSA. Oh, and I was also briefly the editor of the Satellite.
Oh, briefly? Why'd you say briefly?
That's a whole other drama-ridden story, too.
Fair enough. We'll do a podcast on that, Lila. We won't put that one to air. People can download
Lila's
that one.
Lila's drama, you know, being a student at Mohawk College.
That's hilarious. Hey, Lila, where can, you know, I've mentioned a couple times that people can listen to you on Sunday at Center Stage, but if we wanted to, if you were an up-and-coming theater person or you wanted to get into musicals, if you wanted to, like find out a little bit more information on how to, like, do cover some of the arts that you've been a part of over the last 20 years. How do people get a hold of you?
Get a hold of me?
Yeah.
Well, one of the best ways to find out what's happening with the show is there's the Center Stage with Lila McLoach on 101.5 FM Facebook fan page, and that always has up to date what's happening on the show, are there ticket giveaways, what's coming up. Yep. I'm also on Instagram at @TheReal_LilaMcLoach and on Twitter at Lila McLoach, all one word. So those are all good ways to find out what's happening on the show and how to get a hold of me.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
You're very welcome. And also my official website, LilaMcLoach.com.
Perfect. Thank you for taking the time to having a chat with us. And that was Lila McLoach from Center Stage here on The Hawk at 101.5 FM every Sunday from 6 till 7 p.m.
Oh, dear Lord. You made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. All day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard.
Yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a bitty, bitty rich idle, little, diddle, diddle man, I'd build a big, tall house with the rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with the real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with the chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a biddy-biddy rich idle-diddle-diddle-diddle man, I see my wife, my goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important man in town will come to phone on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebetavia, pardon me, Rebetavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I like to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall, and I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day, and that would be the sweetest thing of all. If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan? If I were a wealthy man. Thank you.
in front of me.